Good morning and welcome to Center for Spiritual Living, Midtown, Atlanta, and all over the place. I am Reverend Cynthia McCarthy, and I'm here to welcome you on behalf of your Board of Trustees and on behalf of our minister, Reverend Dr. Bob Dean, who is getting a true day off today, and we know only health, wholeness, and joy for him. We have a wonderful guest speaker today for you. Reverend Jackie Dougherty is here. She's been with us before, and we are so happy to have her back. She's going to talk about sparking imagination and the idea of what if. You know, imagination is such a big part of how life works, and really it's a big part of our teaching. And I will let Reverend Jackie get into all of that later on. I just want to take a moment to genuinely welcome everyone who is watching us today, whether you've joined on our Zoom call or you're watching on our YouTube channel or on our Facebook Live. We are glad you are with us. The truth is, you have a choice for how you spend your Sunday morning, and I think you've chosen to watch our service for a reason. You are here by divine appointment. And I know there is something good here for you today. We as a center like to remind everyone that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to show up, to appear, and to express. You are that opportunity, and so am I, and so it is. So we celebrate you however you are showing up today. You are a part of our community just by tuning in. We do like to begin our service each week by reviewing and affirming what we believe and what we're about. We do this by reading the shortened version of our Declaration of Principles. So if you read that with me. I believe in one God, one absolute power, and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life, in the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. Our center has licensed spiritual practitioners who go through years of spiritual training and have valuable experience with affirmative prayer. This is the part of our service where we invite one of our practitioners to share a little bit with us and to lead us in a spiritual mind treatment and affirmative prayer. So if you please welcome Lee Huffman.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you, Cynthia. I appreciate that. Many of you know that I love inspirational quotes. And our founder, Ernest Holmes, the founder of Religious Science and what is now Centers for Spiritual Living, is quoted in many places, and I enjoy reading all of them. But most of all, I enjoy reading from the book that Dr. Holmes created that is called The Science of Mind, or The Science of Mind Textbook. This book is phenomenal. I think you might be able to see it there. it is the textbook. It is the foundation, although there's been a lot of other books written by Dr. Holmes and by other people that are related to the centers, and I love all of them. But let's start off with a few quotes, as I tend to do. Dr. Holmes said, "I am guided by the same intelligence and inspired by the same imagination that scattered the moonbeams across the waves and holds the forces of nature in its grasp." The same intelligence and the same imagination. In another quote, it says, expectancy speeds progress. Therefore, live in a continual state of expectancy. What expectancy are you living in? No matter how much good you're experiencing today, expect greater good tomorrow. Expect to meet new friends. Expect to meet new and wonderful experiences. Try this magic of expectancy, and you will soon discover a dramatic side of your work that gives full vent to constructive feelings. And the last quote is, all the power of the universe is with you. Feel it, know it, and act as though it were true. Moving on to the textbook, I'm reading the definitive edition, which you see all my tabs from the classes and things like that. But on page 187, it says, never limit your view of life. Never limit your view of life by any past experience. The possibility of life is inherent within the capacity to imagine what life is, backed by the power to produce this imagery or divine imagination. It is not a question of failing or succeeding. It is simply the question of sticking to an idea until it becomes a tangible reality. We have looked at poverty, degradation, and misery until they have assumed gigantic proportions. Now we must look at harmony, happiness, plenty, prosperity, peace, and right action until they appear. I felt like that was a great paragraph for these times that we're in. And it's easy to focus on the negative. After all, that's what the media gets paid to do, is to take us into the negative. But let's look at the positive. Let's look at the wonderful things that are happening in life and the things that we can create because we are tapped into God, tapped into Source. So I want to take us into a spiritual mind treatment. And spiritual mind treatment is nothing more than an affirmative prayer, a positive prayer, a prayer that affirms what we desire and what we know that God desires for us. Because God desires for us what we desire for ourselves. Spiritual mind treatment, or simply treatment, is actually a treatment of the mind of the person who is thinking it. It can be, if you wish, a treatment of your mind. But only if you accept it as if the thoughts are yours, because, as I said a few moments ago, all thought is creative. And how I choose to think creates my personal experience. My thoughts do not create your experience. Your thoughts do not create mine. But a spiritual mind treatment will help you guide your thoughts in a way that can be positive for you. So I'll speak this treatment in my own words. I'll speak it for myself. It is a treatment of my mind. And if you choose to accept any part of that treatment as your own, you can think these words for yourself and it will become yours. Together through treatment, we will agree what we know and think upon will manifest. So everything that we think will manifest. So let's get in a posture of a mindset of prayer. Maybe put your feet on the floor, uncross your arms and legs. Let's take a deep breath. Let it out slowly. Then another, and let it out again. Hear this prayer and take any part of it that resonates with you as your own. Think on these thoughts. So know this with me, if you will. There is one God, one creator, one source, the first cause of all things. God is everywhere and in everything because God created everything. God is in me. God is in those around me. God is everything that happens to me, through me, around me, and to me, and for me. It is all God. Since God is love, since God is good, everything is God, is love, and everything is good. Today I know that my world is full of blessings. Today I am truly blessed. Today I'm thankful for all that I have and all that I'm about to receive. Today I can imagine even more. I know the wonderful things are coming to me, even if I have not asked for them specifically. I know that because God is a father and God is a mother to me, God, which is love, is loving and giving father and mother to me. All that I desire, all that I can imagine, all that I can believe is my beautiful future. It is coming to me because I trust that Source will give it to me. I am blessed with health. We are all blessed with health. I am blessed with peace of mind, with confidence, with substance, with safety, with amazing relationships, prosperity, a healthy mind, wonderful ideas, peace and security, and many, many blessings, which I know are gifts from God. I see this clearly in my mind's eye, and it is manifesting as I repeat these words in my mind. I know that nothing can get in the way of the blessings that I desire because I am of God. Everything is of God. I know that all health, security, personal and financial abundance, clarity, support, and other gifts of the Spirit are mine. I do not even need to ask aloud for these things because God knows my needs and has been preparing the way. All I need is clarity in what I desire. These needs come to me from the moment that I was conceived, and I reach out and touch them and embrace them and accept them in my life. I rejoice in all the blessings that I have, as well as those that I know are coming to me. I know that everything is unfolding as it should. I rejoice and receive the blessings that the universe has for me. So I release these words into that universe, knowing that all my thoughts are creative and that they will create my personal experience. And together we say, and so it is. Thank you. The next song is absolutely amazing. It's called Wake Up and Dream by Janice Stanfield.
Every life is meant for living. Every song is to be sung. Every gift is meant for giving. It's the same for everyone. For the world was built by dreamers. Dreams are real, and so it seems that this world was made for dreaming. If we just wake up and dream, you can wait a lonely lifetime for a knock upon your door. Ships are safe inside the harbor. Ships are full. All the world was built by dreamers. Dreams are real, and so it seems that this world was made for dreaming. If we just wake up and dream, there's a time for every person. There's a space for everything. And from every situation, what we take is what we bring. You can wait a lonely lifetime for a knock upon your door. ships are safe inside the harbor. But is that what ships are for? All the world was built by dreamers. Dreams are real, and so it seems that this world was made for dreaming. If we just wake up and dream, all the world was made for dreaming.
Good morning. Oh, how perfect that was. Beautiful, beautiful music, and so perfect for what we're going to be looking at today. Good morning. I am Reverend Jackie Dougherty, and I'm really delighted and honored to be able to be with you today and to be speaking on this wonderful topic. The topic for this week from our organization is Sparking the Imagination. And it fits perfectly with everything we've been talking about and listening to today. Before we talk about sparking the imagination, I want to share with you a movie that I saw several years ago. Maybe some of you have had seen it, called Letters to Juliet. It's a chick flick, by the way, in case any of you guys are wondering. It's about a young girl. Her name is Sophie. She's engaged, and she's from the United States, but she goes with her fiance to Italy. He's a chef, and he's going to be doing business while he's over there. So she decides to do some sightseeing. So she walks past this house, which is said to be the inspiration for the play Romeo and Juliet. Big house with a big balcony. And she's kind of thinking that's really pretty awesome. So she walks a little further and she comes upon this wall. And I'm told that this wall is actually there. This wall with letters to Juliet, letters from young girls who are having trouble in their love life, and they're writing to Juliet for some kind of advice or suggestion. So she goes up to the wall, and as she touches it, one of the stones falls out, and she reaches in, and there's a letter back there. She looks at it, and it was actually written 50 years prior. In the meantime, a woman walks along carrying a basket, and she starts taking all the letters out of the wall. And Sophie is very intrigued by this. So she follows the woman. The woman goes into this house where there's a big table with three other women there. And so she finds out that these women answer anything that had return addresses. The women answer these letters. Now they discover that Sophie is also a writer. She's carrying her journal. And so they invite her to join them in answering these letters. So, of course, Sophie decides, I want to answer this one that was written 50 years ago. Now, I don't remember in the movie how she tracks down the then young girl who's now in her 60s, but she does. She tracks her down. But she writes in the letter, she says, you know, there are two words in our language that seem very simple. One of them is what? And the other is if. But if you put them together, they can create something pretty amazing. And of course, if you want to rent the movie, you can find out the rest of it. It does have a happy ending. So we're looking at this idea of what if, and it can be used, what if can be used in two different ways. It can be used the way an optimist would use it and say, what if, and then, you know, start to think about what might be. Or it can be used in the way a pessimist would use it and say, what if, with all kinds of worry and anxiety. And so our use of that is our choice to use it either way. What if? When I find myself in the what if, like this morning, like, what if I can't get connected with my computer or the technology doesn't work? Because I'm not very good with that. I find when my mind goes there to start worrying about what if might happen, I think of another thing that I saw. One of my favorite shows going back many years is Cheers. And if you know the show, Diane and Sam have this on again, off again relationship. Well, Diane is now leaving to go finish writing a book. She's been given a grant to finish writing a book. So she's saying goodbye to Sam. And so Sam says, well, have a good life. And she says, have a good life. That's what you say when you're never going to see anybody again. And she says, I'll be back. I'm going to be gone for 6 months. I'll be back. We'll see each other. And Sam says, well, you never know. Things could happen. One of us could die. One of us could change our mind about all of this. One of us might get amnesia. And she looks at him and she says, none of those things will happen. None of those things will happen. I'll be back. Well, I love that phrase, even though it's from a silly little sitcom. But when I find my mind racing like that, what if, you know, what if the technology doesn't work and I can't get on, et cetera? None of those things will happen. And we'll talk more about why that's safe to say none of those things will happen. It's kind of like Martin Luther King. I have a dream. You know, what if we could all get along with each other? Children, adults, all different kinds. Robert Kennedy said this. He was quoting George Bernard Shaw. He said, some men see things as they are and ask why. I dream of things that never were and ask why not. Great quote. Another quote I'm sure you've heard is from Einstein, who said, imagination is more important than knowledge. Now, here's a great scientific mind who's certainly delving into all kinds of knowledge. And he's saying imagination is more important. Why? Well, because as you've heard today already, and Reverend Lee said in his treatment, the thought is creative. I know you know that. So knowledge is about what we already know. It's what we've already seen and learned, or what has already been. It's very valuable. It's very valuable. But if we only think about what we already know, if we only apply the things that we learned in our education or from our experience, we just keep creating from that, from the same things. So we don't really create anything new. We can't move forward into anything new. So what Einstein meant when he said that imagination was more important, he meant we need to go beyond what's already known. There's a story that a teacher took her class of children to meet Einstein at Princeton. And one of the children said, Mr. Einstein, how can we get to be as smart as you are? And he said, read fairy tales. This brilliant scientist, read fairy tales. But what he was doing, what he was encouraging them to do, was to get into that realm of what we would call fantasy, but like what isn't yet, but maybe it could be. And so using our imagination it's the what if or the why not. Some of you might use visualization, where we picture what it is we would like to be happening, but we see it as already accomplished. That's visualization, not just what I would like to be, excuse me, but I see it as already accomplished. And I see myself in the experience. We imagine how we would feel if that were already happening. I went to a retreat a few years ago, and we had an exercise that we were told to do. And it was, if you could have what you're already desiring now, if you could have that, what would that be like? What would it look like? What would be going on? What would you be doing? Who might be around? And especially, how would it feel? If you can really get yourself to imagine that what it is you're desiring is already there, already happening, how would you feel? Ernest Holmes has a quote that he uses a number of times. He never quotes the source, so I don't know where it comes from. If anybody knows, you can tell me. But act as though I am, and I will be. Act as though I am, and I will be. And, you know, in 12 steps, they say, fake it till you make it. right? So we say that our thought is creative, and it is, but it's really the feeling underneath the thought, within the thought, that is creative. For example, we could have the thought, God and I are one, or I am perfect, whole, and complete, or the abundance of the universe is mine. We can say those things, but if we don't feel it, nothing, it's not going to be very effective. Not much is going to happen. Now, both Holmes and Thomas Troward said that imagination, that the law responds to what we're feeling. The law responds, of course, to our thought, but it responds to what we're feeling when we're speaking that thought. So if we say, I am perfect, whole, and complete, while I'm feeling sick or in pain, that's kind of, how's that ever going to happen? Because I certainly am, I'm not feeling that at the moment. Or we say the abundance of the universe is mine, and we're worried about the financial situation that we're in right now. So we're not only not feeling those thoughts that we're saying, we may not even believe it. Emmett Fox has an article entitled, Is It a Lie? And he's talking about affirmations. So we're affirming, you know, I'm perfect, whole, and complete, and yet I feel miserable. Or the abundance of the universe is mine, but I don't even have enough money to pay these bills. So is it a lie, he says. And so what it seems like it's a catch-22. We want to say those things, but somewhere inside we're not feeling that. How can I feel it if I can't even conceive of it? Well, Thomas Troward has something to say about that. This is from Bible Mystery and Bible Meaning. He says, our thought must necessarily be limited by our conceptions. We cannot think of something which we cannot conceive. And therefore, the more limited our conceptions, the more limited will be our thought. And its creations will accordingly be limited in a corresponding degree. It is for this reason that the ultimate purpose of all true instruction is to lead us into that divine light where we shall see things beyond the range of any past experiences. Leading the mind to that. So that's why our teaching focuses on, the teaching is really all about God is all there is. God is all there is. We say that, hopefully we say that in every treatment that we speak. So if God is all there is, I'm included in whatever we're saying about God. God is perfection. God is wholeness. God is peace, joy, love, freedom, power, creativity, abundance. That has to be true of me. I'm created not just by God, but I'm created out of God, the stuff of God, which is those qualities I just mentioned. So we do treatment, which you know, is programming our mind to believe that what's true of God is true of me. And so when we can do that, which, by the way, is the first two steps of treatment, which are the most important. When we can do that, it starts to make sense. It's not so much a lie that we can't get our head around. It's of course, this is true for me because all there is this one source of which I am a part. So then to help with that, we can use our imagination, as Einstein suggested. Use your imagination. Say, what if? Now, what if my body was healthy and strong? What if I had more money than I even need to pay my bills? What if the best scenario that I can imagine actually did happen? So we let our imagination go there. And we all can. We all can because we've all done it as children. Children do it all the time. Sometimes from a story that they read, they let their imagination go. When I was a young child, I used to wonder what it would be like to live in a loft in a cabin in the Alps, like Heidi did, because I loved that book. Got a little older and I saw the movie The Sound of Music, and I imagined what it would be like to fall in love with a man like Christopher Plummer. I thought he was so dreamy. So we all have that ability. We have the ability to think and to feel. What if? What if we did it as children? And the problem is that we tend often to do it backwards, to do that what if in the worst possible way, in the negative views of that instead of the positive. My mentor uses this expression often, sometimes in treatment. She says, it's how I imagined it would be if love were not all, but love is all. That always touches my heart when I hear that. It's how all these things that are going through my head, it's how I imagined it would be if love were not all, but love is all. It's like in the book of Job, Job says, the very thing that I feared most has come upon me. Well, duh. Yeah, because when we're fearing something, when we're anxious about it, of course we have a lot of feeling in it. So instead of worrying about what might happen, our part is to decide what we would like to happen. Decide what we would like to happen. Again, in scripture, it says, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Choose you this day whom you will serve. We're always a choice. I'm sure you've heard that often in this teaching. We're always a choice. We can choose how we want to think and how we want to feel about the conditions, the situations, the people in our life. Now, we can't choose the conditions and situations and the people all the time, but we can choose how we're going to think and feel about them. And the way we're thinking and feeling about them is what creates more of just that, just what we're thinking and feeling. It's just the way it works. That's why we call it law. So we can look at what's going on and say, what? We can whine and say, if this person would just get out of my life, things would be so much easier. But as Sophie said in that movie, if I put those two words together, what if, and then I let my imagination create what it is that I'm desiring and what I would really, really love to have happen, then all kinds of things can happen. And so when we're not willing to do that, sometimes we're afraid of being unrealistic. Oh, come on, wake up and smell the coffee. Get real. Look at the bills in front of you. We're afraid that we'll be unrealistic. We're afraid that we'll be like a dreamer. That's why I love that song. Or we may be afraid of being disappointed. I don't want to imagine that and get myself all worked up about it, because then if it doesn't happen, I'll be really disappointed. What a backwards way of thinking. I was good at that for a long time in my life. And so if we use our mind that way, our what if that way, to imagine what might happen, and it does, then we're stuck. But if it works that way, it can work the other way as well. It's the same principle. When we're in the negative, the feeling is often strong. But if we let the imagination go into something, boy, that would be so wonderful. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Then the law is going to respond to that feeling. So that's, again, why I love that song. Let's not be afraid to dream. You know, we're in good company with Martin Luther King, with Robert Kennedy, with Einstein, with Alexander Graham Bell, the Wright brothers, Steve Jobs. Any invention or innovation that has ever come about most likely started with, what if? What if there could be a vehicle that actually flies? Well, we not only have planes, but we've got things going all over the whole universe flying around. What if? So, and again, I keep coming back to that song, but there's a wonderful poem called Dreamers, and I'm going to show it to you. I cut it off of a box of tea. It's called Dreamers, and it's by Arthur O'Shaughnessy. We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams, wandering by lone sea breakers and sitting by desolate streams. World losers and world forsakers on whom the pale moon gleams. Yet we are the movers and shakers of the world forever, it seems. I love that. We're not loser in the sense of loser, but losing the world, losing all that appears to just have been, and just dreaming what just might be. So that's the movers and shakers of the world are the ones who were dreamers, who could go beyond what already is. They were often ridiculed or they were thought they were eccentric or crazy. But look what happened with so many of them. So if our what if is based on reality, capital R reality, which is what? We said it earlier. Life, freedom, power, joy, abundance, creativity. If we're basing our what if on that, which are the real stuff of life, the stuff of God, then all the power of the universe is behind us, because that is actually the truth. And even if our what if doesn't come about the way we thought it would, and sometimes that happens, the good thing is that it got our imagination going. And usually what shows up is not only good, but it's often better than what we might have thought could happen. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Will you serve the possibility of problems and complications? Or will you serve the possibility of something wonderful? That's the choice. That's the choice that's ours. What if something wonderful could happen to you? Whatever that wonderful thing is, whether it has to do with your health and your body, or your finances, or your relationships, or your way of expressing yourself in the world. What if something really, really wonderful could happen to you? Well, it could. It certainly could, because as you hear, I'm sure you hear this every week, such is the nature of life. Not death, not disaster, not calamity, progress, growth, advancement. That's the nature of life. Such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. Life is that invisible quality of God, but it wants to appear. It wants to show up. And you and I are that opportunity. So one more time. What if life wants to appear in a new and wonderful way in you? It does, because that's its nature. And that is the truth. So why don't we do that? Why don't we right now allow our minds to go into that realm of imagination? And in that realm of imagination is that which is so real, absolutely, solidly, eternally real. And I choose to call that God. I know that all that is true of God, that beauty, that goodness, that harmony, that order, that joy, that freedom, that power, that creativity, that is the truth of God. God is always creating, because the mind of God knows itself to be infinite. And so it cannot run out of ideas about itself, ideas that it seeks to express. And it does so through its creation, which includes me. I am a brilliant idea in the mind of God. Unlike any other, no duplicates. And what is true of God is true of me. I am that wholeness and perfection of life that is God. I am that infinite mind with the ability to conceive of ideas beyond what I've ever known before, and to imagine even greater ideas. And because my mind, being part of the mind of God, is creative, I can bring about that which I desire to happen in my life. And so today I choose to serve the truth, to serve that which is real, capital R, reality. I will not use my beautiful mind and ability to imagine and create in a way that brings about anything less. Why would I ever want to do that? I make the choice here and now to allow myself to imagine, what if I was healthy and strong and vibrant? What if I was able to move out of whatever pain or suffering or disease or illness or discomfort might be showing up? What if I was able to move away from that, move out of it into greater health and wholeness and well-being? What if I had everything I need, that I could have more money than I need to pay for the things that I, Oh, and the things that I desire. What if? What would that feel like? I commit to this today. I serve this way of seeing and thinking and believing and feeling. And I know that there is that creative activity of mind that responds to what I'm thinking and feeling. It says, yes, my beloved, it is yours. What a beautiful privilege, what an amazing privilege and responsibility that I have. And I accept it wholeheartedly, with enthusiasm, with the ability to be certain that what I claim for myself, what I imagine to be greater than what I've ever known before, I claim this as mine right here and right now, because I am one with the source. I am one with the mind that knows all of this to be so as its own expression. And so I just take a step back, allowing the good to happen, participating in it with my imagination, with my acceptance, with my conviction, and of course, with gratitude. So I release, letting it be so. And so it is.
Join us in this affirmation of prosperity. We have so much that we in our lives. So as we look at this center and everything that is available to us, I want us to join an affirmation of prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me, multiplied abundantly. And so it is. You can give at CSLMidtown/donate on the website, CSLMidtown.org/donate. Thank you.
And it's time for everybody's favorite fun game, announcements, announcements, announcements. Hey, stay in touch with the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown through our newsletter. Get one email a week, letting you stay informed. And please subscribe when visiting YouTube to our YouTube channel. Those subscriptions go a long, long way. And while you're on your social media, why not give us a like and a share on Facebook? Let your friends know what we're doing. Invite them to come watch our services with you. And join us on our Zoom room throughout the week. We offer a variety of Zoom interaction opportunities each and every week here as part of the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. 10 a.m. Sunday is our discussion group around the 365 Science of Mind book. Every Sunday, 12 noon Sundays, our community fellowship immediately following our Sunday services. And 12 noon on Tuesday, our online empowerment opportunity. The access room information remains the same for all of our Zoom experiences. If you need access, please visit cslmidtown.org and you'll find access information on our website. Join us on any of our Zoom opportunities throughout the week. And while you're with us, be sure to connect with one of our professional practitioners. These are folks that are highly trained to support you along your spiritual journey. You can learn more on our website about our professional practitioners. Just head over to cslmidtown.org, click on About and Practitioners. Then you'll see their bios and a way to reach them and learn a little bit more about each of them. And please send us your prayer requests. Click on the Home tab and look for Affirmative Treatment Prayer Requests. Fill out the form, send it off, and get our professional practitioners praying for you each and every day.
Thank you so much, Reverend Jackie, for that absolutely beautiful message. That was so inspirational. It is such a treat when you are here. So thank you very much for joining us. Thank you to everyone watching for being here. Do pop over on our Zoom after service. The Zoom link you can find on our website. It's also in some of our Facebook posts. You'll be able to see it. It's a chance to connect with us. And if you're in your jammies, you can leave your camera off. It's fine. I do that quite a bit. So you can pop on and just interact with us. And we've invited Reverend Jackie to the Zoom as well. So hopefully we can chat with her more as well. So we like to close out our service with an affirmation of life to send us on our way. So if we pop that up on the screen, do we put it up? Well, while there it is. Thank you, Diego. This is our affirmation of life. If you join with me in speaking this for your life, I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I'm grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Blessings, everyone.